This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here with our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of American agriculture as it applies to the people, the local boers, the people who support the family farmers buy our products, the people who are running farm businesses. We're interested in supporting them as well. Normally, I start each of our conversations, our hours together, with some news. I think that much of the news this week, as it affects the medium-sized farmers, certainly affects the huge agribusinesses, our dealings with China and the trade, but it also affects a lot of people who have 1,000 acres or maybe even less than that. They're growing corn, grains in general, that they have found a path again back to China. But what is it, at what cost? We've been selling a lot of beef to China, and apparently what's going on now with our new trade agreement, we've had rules in America when it came to hormones. We've tried to get away from hormones. We've been critical of beef that comes into this country, our country. And this is one of the things that astonishes me, actually, about this whole deal. The Chinese aren't going to know any more than we do, unless I'm missing something here, where this beef comes from. There are no labels. You know that America is the only country in the so-called civilized world, even in Africa, they know where their food comes from. There are labeling requirements that tell you where the food is grown, in this case, the beef. In our country, we have no such rules. You could be buying stuff at the butcher shop that was grown in Chile or in Brazil or in Peru or in Timbuktu. You don't know. You have no idea. So as part of the trade deal with the U.S., somehow or other, the geniuses in the ag department have said, okay, well, part of the deal is we'll let farmers give we'll put more hormones into the beef. And so now that's apparently what the agreement, the terms of trade deal, the beef, the hormone-free beef is what we've been shipping over there. But now apparently we're going to let the Chinese have, let American growers go back to putting hormones into their beef so we can sell it to the Chinese. Okay. How are you going to know that that's not in your supermarket as well? Because most people are saying they don't want any hormones. You hear the Purdue ad all the time, we have no hormones in our chicken. Who knows what else they get? But it's just this whole, we're sort of being lulled asleep by the agriculture secretary, Mr. Purdue, who also said, by the way, this past week, there isn't any need for more farm aid. No, you gave it all to your pals, you boob, and it didn't go to the family farmers that really needed it. It went to a lot of people in places that didn't need it. This is one of the real outrages and why farmers are so angry. You think you can keep this stuff secret, how you pay off all of your pals in the Southeast and Florida who have these big hedge funds that own lots of land and they're getting the money from the government? Come on. You're going to keep that in this day and age with social media from getting to the farmers who are struggling and still not making any money. You think they're going to vote for your guy, Trump, after all of that? I don't think so. Anyway, when I look at these new meatpacker rules that are part of the deal that Sonny Perdue has cooked up with some of his other buddies in like positions, the meat industry is continuing to consolidate. It really is. It's very difficult to get to the bottom line any further than it's so frustrating for me to report on these things. I think of many people that I know who have spent their lives just engaged in this battle now, David versus Goliath, in a manner of speaking, the farmer versus the meatpacker, Tyson, JBS, Cargill. They control 80% of the meat market. These companies set the prices like the big, it's the same thing in the milk business, the same exact thing. So you don't have a chance to sell unless you're selling on your own farm, your own product. If you're selling into the system, they tell you what they're gonna pay, and they, you know, they collude together. The prices are fixed. Come on. I remember when Obama was president, he promised to reform the meat industry, because the lives, you know, you go back to, I think the last time there was any real regulation was a 1921 law, that, prohibited discrimination by meat packers against small and mid-sized farmers. It would have provided farmers more power to negotiate what they were getting paid. But then, you know, after he promised that in the Farm Bill of 2008, but then it was all watered down. You know, he fell into the same influential circle that all the rest of these boobs do. And so, you know, Bernie Sanders is one guy who's out there right now that's promising to strengthen the antitrust laws to defend farmers. He's from Vermont. He's hearing a lot, and that's why he's come up in the polls in Iowa and in New Hampshire and other places, because he's talking about things that would strengthen the laws to defend farmers from Cargill and ADM and all these other big companies. So the agency that's tasked with enforcing regulations on what actually goes into the cattle has been reorganized by the federal government, and so now we're back to unfair and deceptive industry practices for the big companies that are paying the farmers who grow the meat that they sell to, you know, load them up with hormones. Let's fill them all with, you know, this kind of stuff. It's kind of a crazy reverse. I'm hoping that we're going to have a change not only in the beef industry but the chicken. That somehow these guys have got to be taken down. You know, there's a lot of interest in breaking up some of the big, the huge companies that are controlling all the infrastructure when it comes to information we get, Facebook and, you know, that ilk. And maybe there needs to be that same focus on breaking up these huge agribusinesses, because the farmers are getting it in the, they really are. Farmers are waiting for action. They don't like the industry practices because they're so unfair, they're so deceptive, they're so exploitive. But yet it isn't getting done because the Department of Justice under this administration is turning the other way, as is the USDA. So that's the news this week when it comes to the trade, China, and what's happening on the farm. I'm Doug Steffen. We continue with a focus on regenerative agriculture after these words.
Enter the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes. We're giving away $50,000 every score change, touchdowns, field goals, even extra points. 50 G's. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 that could be used toward their dream home. Enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, now with a focus, as we usually do here in the American Family Farmer, on how to help you on your farm or whatever your farm business is. Because basically our structure here is to look at how to help family farmers, farmer-owned businesses, the locavores that eat the food that we produce, that sort of thing. That's really who the focus is. It's sort of farm, family, and food. So I'm happy to bring to you a conversation now with Matt Wadiak, who is the CEO of something called Cook's Venture. This is something, you know, what I always do, Matt, when I get started with these things, is I take a half-hearted attempt, a stab, if you will, at explaining what the company is. But I think when I get started, I think, this is silly. Why should I explain what you do? You explain what you do. Tell us about your food company and how you're changing, at least how some people are able to get the food that is what we all want, good, healthy, solid food.
Yeah, Doug, thank you so much. I'm happy to do so. Essentially, it's interesting that I'm on your show, The American Family Farmer, because I'm actually a chef by trade and have been for many, many years. And actually, cooking is what led me to farming over the course of the last 20 years or so. And I'll give you the high level, the 30,000-foot, path to what brought me here and my colleagues. Ultimately, you know, as a young cook coming up in originally Illinois and then California, and I went over, worked in Italy for a little bit, I learned the importance of the quality of ingredients. And, you know, chefs are kind of spoiled in the kitchen. Getting the privilege to work with a lot of farmers and volunteering their times on weekends often, you know, as part of the training in the kitchen, the brigade, it's become more and more popular for cooks to learn about where their food comes from, partnering with the farmers, harvesting, growing special ingredients, et cetera. And, you know, over the years, I think I became a little bit spoiled with that, you know, almost believing that quality was available to everyone. And it simply isn't, as we know from going down the grocery store aisles today. When I went out and started my last company, Blue Apron, I was the COO, and we were serving meals to millions of people all over the country. And it was really quickly apparent that the kinds of foods I had grown up cooking and the kinds of foods I would want to serve to my family and friends weren't really available in scale. And there wasn't supply chain available for those kinds of foods. You know, great stuff like, you know, torpedo shallots and lemon cucumbers and even just high quality produce, like just it's as simple as like a basic pepper or an eggplant. You know, not to mention, you know, good whole grain grains and you know, other row crops. So as opposed to lowering the standards of our business, I thought, well, you know, why don't we go out and start to partner with folks to increase the quality of the food? So we, at that time, partnered with about 250 small and medium-sized family farms all over America and injected via the partnerships of our agronomists, that food into our supply chain. And it was a multi-year project that dramatically improved our ability to write recipes and offer people truly wholesome ingredients that were grown more sensibly. And after, you know, about 6 years of doing that, I left my company and started a new one called Cook's Venture. And the name Cook's Venture is it kind of sounds like a VC company, but actually it's a farm company and an agriculture company. And what it means is I was a cook. We're a group of farms, cooks and food professionals who couldn't find what we wanted in the supply chain. So we are building it ourselves from the ground up, animal by animal, plant by plant, meal by meal. That's our venture. We are the cooks. So our new venture is...
I want you to hold on to let's hold on to the thought of the new venture, because I want to get into that in some detail. I'll have to pause for a couple of seconds. One of the things that I also want to pursue with you is, in the face of commercial industrial agriculture, how you can survive. This is something that's very important to me, and I think to anybody who cares about the food that they're eating. So it's a good thing we got you here. We'll continue with Matt Wadiak, the CEO of Cook's Venture, and how it affects the food we eat here on The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm.
Joining me today on the American Family Farm, and it'll be on the podcast. You can find the podcast every week, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, which has basically a compressed version of the conversation that we have on this program. You have the benefit of listening to the whole conversation if you listen to the show, which you can find also. Listen button is at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Matt Wadiak is the CEO of Cook's Venture. We're talking about what he's doing sort of in the face of agriculture as it changes, something that I rail about all the time. The government, the people that are in these huge agricultural businesses that are trying to push the little guys out. They've been successful doing it in the dairy industry for sure, and they're trying to do it in the chicken industry. You're basically built around chicken. Your approach, as I understand it, your website, by the way, is fabulous. Cooksventure.com is the website, and it's all focused on chicken and how they're raised. This is the way food I have on my dairy farm, Matt, for your information. I have nothing but pasture. I raise Jersey replacement heifers. They're out in a 94-acre pasture from sun up to sun. Their life is spent on the out in the farm on the pasture. And that's kind of... Yeah, it is. When you look at some of these chickens now that are being raised here and there, and they move the fences around. They put them on an acre. There's a guy's got a farm not far from me, and he moves the fence almost every day. The chickens, I think he's got about 400 chickens, and he just keeps moving them. It's fairly easy to do. And I wonder if that's what you're doing, or do you have buildings? How are you changing? Because your focus is on chicken. I don't think we've gotten to that, but maybe we should, because let's talk about how...
Well, it's a good thing to talk about. I have a lot of respect for you managing a dairy cattle program in the Northeast, and I think you probably talk about this quite a bit. You know, the dairy industry was built in the Northeast initially because, you know, dairy doesn't transport well. So we had dairy all over the country, and you put dairies, you know, to correlate with dairy cattle in, you know, in regional parts of the United States because, you know, milk on a truck only lasts for so long, whereas the beef industry, you know, was traditionally more mobile. And you move cattle around. The shelf life for fresh meat is much better. But either way, you know, that is slowly, as you said earlier, you know, becoming a degenerative problem in our country as we import milk powder from different parts of the world and so on and so forth and move dairy farther than it should be. And it's really taken a hit to the industry, generally speaking. And that's a real problem. And we have issue with that. But, you know, one of the things that I'm trying to get people to understand is that, you know, cattle, which are ruminants, and you're obviously putting your cattle on pasture, and they're using the fermentation of their rumen, which is a compartment of their stomach, if you will, to, you know, take that complex carbohydrate in the form of celluloid matter or grass, and then convert that into simple sugars that they can digest to create milk or bone density or muscle or whatever it is that they're using to grow. And the difference between a ruminant system, which really thrive regeneratively on grasslands, and poultry is chickens are monogastric animals, meaning like mm-hmm. people, they just have one stomach.
One stomach.
Same with hogs.
Yeah.
So they require us to grow crops to feed them. They require simple carbohydrates and proteins for us to feed them so they can thrive, and then we can turn them into food. When you're thinking about how we can be restorative with land, in our country.
Well, that's one of the most serious problems we have. Let's pause for a moment. We'll continue in the next half hour. Matthew Wadiak is the founder of Cook's Venture. Lots of direct connection to farming, especially when it comes on the chicken side. So we'll find out how he grows the food to feed his chickens after a moment or two of rest and relaxation here on the American Family Farmer.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem? Or could my kids still go to college?
Man, that is really scary. Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. When I got life insurance for my family last year, they saved me 41% versus any other company I looked at.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. Health IQ starts by shopping everyone with the top 30 life insurance carriers to make sure they can get the lowest retail rate. Then they apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%. I literally got $1 million in coverage for my family for just $36 a month.
Just $36 a month?
Yep. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy.
To save that much money, I'm going to call them right now. What's that link again? healthiq.com/easy?
Yep. healthiq.com/easy.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We are bringing Common Sense back in podcast form.
It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Each week, we delve into the topics that get people riled up the most.
From parenting and our families to the dangers of political correctness, gun rights, and even sex robots.
Nothing is off limits.
We're just two moms, unfiltered, telling it like it is.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Big deals that are kind of a big deal.
That is, if you consider saving over $30 a big deal.
Yeah, I'd say that's a big deal.
Well, right now at Staples, a case of True Red Color printer paper is only $28.99. You save $31.
That's a crazy big deal.
See? I told you. All your office essentials at small prices every day, which is huge if you think about it.
Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
In store only ends 1/25/20. Valid on SKU 513-096.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On Capitol Hill, House managers laid out the reasons they believe President Trump violated the law in the second day of his impeachment trial. They're arguing for the conviction of the president on two charges, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Lead manager Adam Schiff made the case for what he calls the president's corrupt scheme to abuse the power of his office.
Then use those same powers to suppress evidence and bar any cooperation with the authorities investigating them.
Schiff told senators his team will present extensive evidence collected during the House impeachment inquiry that proves the president's guilt.
This conduct is not impeachable. Then nothing is.
When the defense gets their turn, attorney Jay Sekulow says,
"This is a lot of things we'll rebut, but we'll do it in an orderly and, I hope, more systematic fashion."
House Democrats have 24 hours over 3 days to prosecute the charges. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring.
34 at the hour. We continue on our weekly episode, the episodic adventure, if you will, of the American Family Farmer, American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen, and I am an American Family Farmer. In addition to being a broadcaster, my passions in life, they really do focus and are surrounded by my time doing my daily radio program and the attempts I've had over my lifetime to keep dairy cows in the focus, the gentleness of what the animals are all about, how to have them be living a life that's productive and yet sort of simple and gentle, something that does not go on in the big corporate circumstances. And that's what I want to get to Matt Wadiak about, the way the chickens are handled on his farm in Arkansas. I think you told me, Matt, by the way, he's the CEO, if you're just joining us, of Cook's Venture, which is all about regenerative agriculture, how it is that we can have animals grown the way they're supposed to be grown to provide to us the value that they're supposed to have. That's a hard thing to find these days. So let's go back to where we were. Well, we actually haven't really talked much about regenerative. You were just about to get into that. You've got a lot of passion, by the way, Matt, and I appreciate that. So this business of regenerative agriculture, how does it apply to the way that you grow the chickens? Because you're basically in the chicken business, whether you're seen as a competitor for Purdue and Tyson and all that bunch, I suppose in a sense you are, but you're not offering the public a product that's anything like, you know, they can say in their advertisements, well, we don't use any drugs or hormones. Yeah, okay. Go into the barn and see what it's like for the chickens that are there. So how is your place different than what you would see if I went on to a
farm? Well, you know, providing natural light and unrestricted access to the outdoors are really essential in poultry. And, you know, creating systems where the birds can perch, you know, having clean bedding, having clean air, having fresh water. We hang herbs in, for example, rosemary and thyme and switches from pine trees on our farm. In all of our houses, we hang hay bales. You know, we really try to create an environment that enriches the life of the bird, and then that outdoor access so the birds can get out and thrive and seek sunshine and seek shade and seek protection is important. And having that basic husbandry is essential for a chicken to exhibit natural behaviors. And as you know, as a farmer, it is so important for animals to be able to exhibit their natural behaviors.
Yep.
So that's one way that we manage the husbandry on farm. From a regenerative standpoint, in a cattle system, you're moving cattle to restore the land. In a poultry system, we're managing land regeneratively through the feed that we grow and crop rotations. And one of the problems with the modern poultry industry is, you know, chickens and hogs as well are eating this high octane commodity corn and soy souped up, a feed that is higher in protein and, you know, doesn't manage land very effectively because the incentives for crop farmers in America don't really exist to do anything other than go with your, you know, your single or your double crop rotation corn and beans.
And also using the products that come out of places like Monsanto to give you more of a crop, give you bigger volume so you can make some more money. It doesn't talk about the quality. It just talks about how much you can grow. And, you know, I mean, there's a whole thing. This is not the time or the place to get into it, but the number of farmers who get sued every year by Monsanto is becoming pretty well known because the wind blows something that is supposedly a proprietary product from a farm that's growing Monsanto corn onto a farm that doesn't want anything to do with Monsanto corn, and then they find Monsanto corn on the farm, and they've sued hundreds of farmers and gotten hundreds of farms away from farmers because of this kind of stuff. And I'm guessing that the sort of feed that you're growing, that was one of my questions actually. Are you growing your own feed, or are you purchasing it from other sources that you monitor?
You know, we're not sharecroppers. We can never, you know, have enough land to support, you know, the needs of our animals and grow all of our own feed. And what we really want to do is empower farmers who do that to give them an outlet to improve their system. So, you know, I've never once in my life talked to any farmer in any part of the country and said, hey, you know, if we are willing to buy, you know, XYZ of these crops from you, do you want to try to improve the quality of their land? Every single farmer, hundreds of folks that I've spoken with over the years has always universally said yes. So I think people have the impression that, you know, the farmers are doing these things because that's what they choose to do, when in fact, they're oftentimes the only inputs that they get in terms of advice on, you know, from a agronomy standpoint, are their salespeople who are selling them synthetic inputs like herbicide, like Roundup or fertilizer, whatever. And my experience is that, hey, if we contract these ingredients with you and we pay you a better price than what you can get on the market, you switch over to a non-GMO organic system, will you do it? And I've never heard no to that.
Yeah, you're not going to hear no, because they're as interested. That's the thing that the public has lost touch with. The farmers are as interested as the users of our products in the quality of what they're doing, for the most part, unless you're talking about a huge agribusiness that's just pushing, and that's not who we're talking about. But it is something that you have to deal with, and I want to find out how you do that in a matter of moments here. How do you compete with these large industrial farms that are growing 36,000 birds in one building, and every 60 days they have, you know, they slaughter them all, move them out, and bring in the next crop? How is that, you know, how are you going to be able to survive and thrive in that atmosphere? More from Matt Wadiak here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a quick focus on how you're doing with that diet. This is a universal problem. Men and women on the farm who are prone to this same kind of stuff. Everybody is. At Christmas time, the holidays, you all eat a little bit better, and we feel a little bit better, and maybe we're not getting as much exercise, we're not working outside as much, obviously, because the weather in many parts of the country are tough for farmers, and so we don't want to go outside, and we don't do the exercise, so we don't get that body movement, so we are getting a little plump. The way to, the direct way, the straight way to a success story when it comes to losing your extra pounds and keeping them off, that's the benefit of using Calitrin. You will lose the weight guaranteed, and you will keep it off if you stay on the program from anywhere, it's 4 to 6 months, basically. You take 4 capsules every day. It creates a new growth of collagen in your body, and that along with aloe vera, those are the main ingredients that the nurses who put this all together 24, 25 years ago, that's what they came up with as a solution to losing weight, and it works. That's the bottom line. It works. That's all you care about. Get on a program that's all natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, and it works. That's the bottom line. It works. Calitrin is the name. Website is calitrin.com. Go there, purchase the product, use the DJV code, and get discounts on every bottle currently. $10 off every bottle, and then over 3, you get a bottle free. So, 4 for the price of 3, $10 off on the first 3. Good deal. The best deal, though, is the fact that you'll lose the weight and keep it off. Using Calitrin, find out more at calitrin.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
The politically correct thought police are at it again at Clemson University, where professors can no longer expect students to come to class on time. Campus diversity training materials now suggest that expecting people from other cultures to show up on time is racist. Instead of teaching students the kind of responsibility that will be required in the job market, these professors are being told that to be inclusive, they must recognize cultural differences that may impact the meeting and adjust accordingly. What needs to be adjusted is this misguided policy. I spent several years teaching college classes, and I can tell you, you can't even teach political correctness if students don't show up to the class. It just isn't that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. Peel into a banana and you'll discover a bunch of health benefits.
Bananas are higher in potassium.
Dietitian Angie Murad says potassium can help you maintain a healthy blood pressure and
it can help maintain adequate hydration.
In addition to potassium, Murad says bananas are a good source of magnesium and vitamin C and B6. They're also low in fat.
They only have 4% of their calories coming from fat, but it has a special kind of fat that is structurally similar to cholesterol, so they can actually inhibit the absorption of cholesterol.
A medium banana also provides energy, about 27 grams of total carbs.
Some of that carbohydrate is a unique kind of carbohydrate that's digested further down in the lower intestines, so it also helps us maintain healthy gut bacteria.
This grab-and-go snack also contains about 3 grams of fiber, which can provide a longer feeling of fullness between meals and aid in digesting food. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Continuing on now, this week's American Family Farmer, I find this exercise very comforted, frankly, Matt, by what you're doing. I didn't know until, that's one of the good things about our research here in the American Family Farmer, it turns up, we stir up all kinds of adventures like you're having here. The fact that this exists in the competitive arena, I'm frustrated because of what's going on dairy farms in the country, and I don't know how to turn that around until the public realizes what crap they're getting now in the bottle that passes for milk. Until they realize that, they aren't going to likely make the fuss that some people are making about meats, the health of the birds, being careful about what it is that you feed them. That's all. I mean, what goes in is what comes out. So, but as not as an aside, but sort of as a way that Cook's Venture is dealing with the huge industrial agricultural entities now, what are you even thinking about? I mean, that's maybe the other thing. Maybe you're not even thinking about them.
Well, yeah, of course, you know, we have to. And nobody started a new poultry company in America in over 50 years for a reason, because these big companies are out there and they really have monopolies. And beyond just the companies that are out there that have, you know, majority of market share in poultry, the companies that manage the breeds, you know, the genetics of those birds, there are actually only two of them globally, Cobb, which is owned by Tyson, and Aviagen, and they provide every single bird. So when you're going down to the grocery store, we call them mainstream birds or modern white chickens. It's a Cornish cross would be the breed. Like you grow Holsteins, everybody in the market grows Cornish crosses. So the problem with that is there's no diversity in the animals. We have our own breeding program, of course, that we call the Pioneer, but it's a decade of work that went into that. And all these other companies out there, doesn't matter if you go to your local grocery store or a big box store, it's the same chicken.
It's all the same. It's the same as Monsanto buying up all of the ways you can grow corn. All of the corn seed comes out of, you know, 85%. I happen to buy open pollinated corn from little guys in Pennsylvania and Indiana for my farm, but most people don't. They go, the salesman comes around and says, okay, this is what we got for you, five different varieties, which one do you want? And that's it. And so the conversation quickly goes away from quality to quantity, and the prices on corn, my God, have gone crazy because of the monopolies. And I wonder how if you're responsible for your own breeding hens, then you've come up with also a way. I don't think we finished the conversation about the food and where it's coming from, how you monitor and control the fact. Is it just that you pay these guys more and they'll do whatever you tell them to do?
Yeah, we pay a little bit more. And look, at the end of the day, I think this is something that, you know, customers and consumers out there need to be aware of. We're not talking about, you know, like, you know, $50 chickens or something. We're a few cents more than a normal chicken in a grocery store. But, you know, the extra money that goes to the farmers and the extra life that we have on the bird is what they're paying for. The extra enrichments, the lower stocking density that we have, all of that stuff is really, really important. And like you said earlier, what goes in, what comes out, you know, for agriculture to be a organic or regenerative system in America and to really scale, it needs the support of more conscientious, you know, companies.
People have to realize that raising good quality food, you want to feed your family well and you have the money to do it, it requires a focus. You can't buy the cheap crap all the time and expect you're going to get something good. And Americans are notoriously bad at understanding that food, good food, costs money. And this is part of the education system that you must, and you are, obviously, because you're successful. How do you, we got about a minute left here. How do we expand on this? How are you going to get the word out or maybe franchise this? What do you do to get more of your good quality regenerative chicken around?
Well, we just have to keep talking about it and writing about it and conversing and having these kinds of conversations. I think that, you know, folks want it. One of the issues is that there are a lot of gatekeepers out there who are very traditionally, you know, set in their ways, and consumers really need to speak up and tell these folks who are buying food for grocery stores and for distributors around the country, say, we want this, because people have a voice. They should feel empowered to speak their minds and then create that demand for better quality food. And then I think the market will start to shift into more systems like what we're doing.
Yep. Well, good luck to you, Matt. Thank you. The website for Cook's Venture is cooksventure.com. I see how he's doing it from the farmer's point of view and also from the purchaser's point of view. Mac Wadiak, CEO of Cook's Venture, here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Three past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. Now this comment. Today's consumer is not the buyer of the past. And that's just as true on the farm as it is in urban America, suburban America, all across our country. Access to product information at any time, as well as the ability to make the purchase as it's needed, is changing the shape of agriculture. Whether it be wholesale, retail, or one of the major market suppliers stepping up a new way to use digital assets to purchase things. The nutritional circumstance that we have, and that's why I was talking to this fellow from the company that's redoing sort of the way we grow chicken. The digital ordering tools that are used now, the farmer has to have the tools in order to stay up with what this gentleman is talking about. That is farm planning, sustainability, changing what we have in no small matter. This regenerative agriculture that we're talking about, that requires a lot of work and a lot of attention to detail. And most of the instructions are on the internet. You get access to his company, for example. You got to go to a website, cooksventure.com. The problem is that we have had in this administration, and I'm not here to attack. I just want you to think about stuff in a coordinated fashion when you go into the booth to think about who you want to vote for. I don't know. Everybody promises. I said earlier in the program that Obama promised to do a lot of things for agriculture and farmers that he didn't do. Trump did the same. Well, Trump hasn't really promised any because he doesn't know anything about farmers and he doesn't care about them. And he doesn't. He's a New York guy. He eats hamburgers. And so he gets this guy, Sonny Perdue, who doesn't really, he's got an inside network of friends and that's who he takes care of. So the older farmers, the people that are on the land, been in the family for 150 years, 170 years, there are plenty of farms still around like that, that are out in the middle of nowhere and they don't have access. Thanks to the new net neutrality laws that were put into effect by this administration, you can't get the information that we're talking about. Whether you're an older farmer or a younger farmer, a lot of people have become engaged in finding new information. After all, this is the New World Order, finding things online. Yeah, you can read a newspaper, you can read a magazine. There are a lot of those things that still exist for growers, for people on the farm. But the real nuts and bolts of how you get engaged in growing is on the Internet. And so with this whole business of cutting back on what you can actually have access to, the companies obviously don't want to be, they don't want to be forced to be out in an area where they lose money. So net neutrality is it's just one more thing that is destroying the fabric and the fiber. And you got to understand the collusion. All these huge companies, whether they're the company that provides Internet access, whether it's the company that grows the feed that you feed to your animals, whether it's the companies that buy the product and put them into the commodities market, they're all the same people. They all have the same face, and they're all doing it the same way. So you wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning wondering how you're going to pay your bills that month or at the end of the season, and it's a legitimate concern. There are, however, alternatives, and they're available, but you've got to, again, have the ability to do the research. That's where the World Wide Web, if you will, the Internet comes into play. And that's why it's so important for you as farmers, in my opinion, to make sure that you demand from your representatives, senators, whomever, that you have access to the same kind of power to log on to websites, to do research, to find out what the latest is. And that comes only from having exposure to the right net connections. And you can't have it if the net neutrality thing is in effect and these big companies just cutting off service. They just don't want to, you know, provide service if there are only four people in a county who are farmers and they're out in the middle of nowhere. They don't want to put the infrastructure up. They don't. Not interested. So anyway, I say this lovingly and advisedly because sometimes it sounds like I'm Captain Curmudgeon and the angry old guy. I'm angry about the way farmers work their ass off and they don't have anything to. So farmers are committing suicide. The second highest group of suicides in our country in the last 12 months were among farmers, right after men and women who committed suicide having to deal with the vagaries of being veterans and not being able to cope with PTSD. Farmers have their own PTSD. And so the bottom line is we got to support the farmers. We got to pay what's necessary for them to grow what they know is right. We got to have more increasing sources or information on the web about where you can find things like I find my open pollinated corn on the net. That's the way to do it. Food for thought from the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.